Marcus Smith here. Just a quick heads up to invite you to join with us for Season 8 of Constant Wonder, which launches on May 8th. Here's a taste of what we have in store for you. We're going to meet a pair of married poets, both teachers at Yale University, whose shared lives have been shaped for about 2 decades now by the terrible fact of cancer, balanced against the redemptive promises of love and faith.
There's a great line from a novel by Elizabeth Bowen: to turn from everything to one face is to find oneself face to face with everything. And I think that's when you love, it's not just the other person that lights up. It's as if the world lights up, and everything else becomes clearer too. And so I think that's why my memory of that time is of such specific things. I can really see everything around that block in Chicago lit in just that way from that time.
We'll hear from a Japanese-American farmer about how he discovered his lost aunt, whose mental disability had led to her becoming a ward of the state, and whose very existence had been hidden from the family for decades.
So I go to the assisted care center and drop off 20 boxes of these luscious, juicy, great peaches. And I remember when I first dropped them off, someone said, "What are these boxes?" And I said, "Well, they're for you. I want to thank you for taking care of Shizuko." And they felt really awkward. And it occurred to me, no one has ever given them a gift to take care of a loved one. And I realized, even though I was blood family, her family were these caregivers. They're the ones who took care of her, who nurtured her, and she in turn loved and engaged with them. They're the ones who took care of her world around her.
We'll look in on the cutting edge of nematology and nematodes, tiny, microscopic, ubiquitous worms that have kindled a kind of Wild West of discovery, where surprise and delight have become a matter of course.
My postdoc, Julie June, came in and she said, "Michael, I think they might be in the microbiolites," referring to the nematodes. And I sat back in my chair and I thought, "Oh, that's kind of interesting." But about 2 minutes later, I heard this like very loud banging happening in the lab. And so I ran out and there was Julie with a hammer smashing the microbiolite to pieces. She then took that sediment and filtered that through the same process, and that's when we recovered hundreds, thousands of nematodes.
And then we'll get to know a father and son who are rebuilding their shared lives after the father's memory of his identity and his past were erased through a traumatic brain injury.
I don't really remember. I know that when I went down, it probably was traumatic. But when I woke up, I looked in the mirror and I didn't know what I was looking at. I still have a little problem at that because I remember myself in my 40s and the time of space of about, I'm 73, 33 years. I remember some parts, but some parts I don't remember. And I don't know if I ever will.
All of that and more coming up for Season 8 of Constant Wonder, kicking off May 8th. We hope you'll join us. I'm Marcus Smith. Constant Wonder is a production of BYU Radio.